And if a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and tells him, here
are your clothes.
And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared,
I'm not going to hurt you.
Did you ever use the word ain't?
Yeah, I have.
How would you use it?
Well, when it was in use, say, it ain't gonna hurt.
And if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say no.
It wasn't.
It wasn't. What?
Me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And she sees a dress she likes a lot, she said the dress is very
pretty.
Or if it's very pretty, she'd say it's just
God.
Pleasing. Adjust the dress.
Or
just right.
And
just right.
Something you'd wear over your dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use
a ink pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper.
A diaper pail.
Huh?
To hold a baby's diaper.
Uh-huh.
Save the pen.
And a dime is worth.
Dime is what? A dime.
Yeah, or 2 nickels or.
Yeah, dime or 2 nickels or 10 pennies.
And something that a man would wear to church on Sunday.
Suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand
new suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
Huh?
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
For man or male or female?
Male.
Male. The pants, the vest, and the coat.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
And something a man would wear if he's working around a barn. Come away. Something that would come up.
Overall.
And something that men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Belts. Suspenders.
And if you went outside without your coat and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and what be my coat?
Bring me.
So you'd say so. He went inside and he what be my coat?
He gave me my coat.
Or he went inside and he
brought
okay.
me my coat.
And he'd say, here I have
brought your coat.
And he'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year
it was too large.
Or it won't, I tried on the coat to see how well it
fit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pocket, you say it makes them
say.
Or make them
puff.
Another way of saying that.
Too full.
Do you ever say it makes them bulge?
Yeah. But it's then bulge, yeah. Stick out.
And you'd say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it
shrank.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't
shrank.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress well.
Uh-huh. What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and
groom.
You ever say primp or
primp.
Would you say that about a man?
No, it's a different way from he's grooming.
Uh-huh.
He's getting well groomed.